I want us to pray for people you know that are unprepared, careless, loose, their minds cumbered with so many things. I mean, hallelujah.
It's sweeter
as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, it's deeper, fuller and sweeter. Oh, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by.
Thank you, Jesus.
It gets sweeter.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
As the moments fly.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
His love is richer. It's deeper, fuller, and sweeter. Oh, sweeter, sweeter,
one more time.
As the days go by.
If the day is done, sing it out.
Oh, it gets sweeter.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
As the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly.
His love is
richer, it's deeper, fuller, oh, sweeter. Sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by.
I want us to pray for people you hallelujah.
It's sweeter
as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, it's deeper, fuller and sweeter. Oh, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter.
Yes, it does.
As the days go by.
Thank you, Jesus.
It gets sweeter.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
As the moments fly.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
His love is richer. It's deeper, fuller, and sweeter. Oh, sweeter, sweeter,
one more time.
As the days go by.
If the day is done, sing it out.
Oh, it gets sweeter.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
As the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly.
His love is
richer, it's deeper, fuller, oh, sweeter. Sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by.
You know, it's wonderful to have a broadcast and talk about these kind of things. They're rich. They really are. They are rich, and I love them. I love to talk about things that change your life, that make you a better Christian, that lead you in a straight path, that make you hungry to walk after God and walk after His grace, His purity, and yes, His holiness. He's a God that cares about you. He's a God that cares about you. I'm having a little trouble with my sound, but I got it straight. Now, this is going to be a great broadcast, and I'm excited. I want you to get right in the middle of it, and I want us to say some things and talk about some things that will affect your life. They can change your life. You may never be the same when this broadcast is over. We're going to talk about this. Has your mansion been built in New Jerusalem? Has your mansion been built in New Jerusalem? Now think about that. Everybody that is saved, everybody that lives a saved life is going to have a mansion in God's new heaven and God's new earth. There's going to be a totally new heaven. There's going to be a totally new earth. Now, not completely new as far as made over, but rather redeemed, brought into fullness of His glory, a new heaven and a new earth. But New Jerusalem is that special place at the very heart of the new heaven and the new earth. It's where the throne of God's going to be. And it's where the bride of Jesus Christ are going to have their eternal mansion. They're going to live with him forever, forever in this glorious city of New Jerusalem. But everybody saved is not going to have a mansion in the city of New Jerusalem. Who would inhabit the new heaven and the new earth? There'll be nations all over the new heaven and the new earth. There'll be people all over God's new heaven and God's new earth. And so only the bride is going to live in New Jerusalem. So you've got a mansion somewhere up there if you're saved and you're living a saved life. But if you want your mansion to be in New Jerusalem, you better take some warnings. You better understand some biblical truths. You better get in this old book of God and begin to learn the things that this Bible teaches so clear. See, the church world is not preaching. They're not preaching the great doctrines of the book of Revelation. They're not preaching the great doctrines of prophetic events in the future. They're not telling people what the Bible actually says about the city of New Jerusalem and about the new heaven and a new earth. There's just many things that today's church is just not preaching to people. And I thank God for the privilege of being a man of the book. And there are others. I'm not the only one who preached this word. I had a doctor that called me from Michigan yesterday. He's a Chinese doctor. He's just given up his dentist practice to spend more time in China, where he preaches to the home churches. They're not allowed to have church buildings, and so they have house churches. And he goes over there and travels for months and preaches among them. Oh, he's a wonderful brother. If you ever want to pray for Brother Stephen, you pray for him in China as he does the work of the Lord. So, you know, that man, without a doubt, is working on having a reward that will make him a person who lives in the city of New Jerusalem. But much of our church world thinks that rewards are by grace. But no reward that you get over there is by grace. Now, every Christian will go to heaven, and to that extent, that is a privilege that every Christian has. Every Christian that lives the Christian life will live in the new heaven and live in the new earth. And it'll be the grandest place that human life has ever known. It will be a brand new Garden of Eden. A brand new Garden of Eden. And we will live in it forever. We'll have a new language returned to us. The Bible says that in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9, if you want to go read it. And the Bible is just full of promises about what our future holds. But we need to take this Bible serious. Now today, I want to start and read a little bit in chapter 21 of the book of Revelation. Chapter 21. Now, I want you to be thinking, will you have a mansion? Say it like this. Will I have a mansion in New Jerusalem? Or will my mansion be in one of the cities of the earth? You say, Brother Chambers, can you prove that by the Bible? I wouldn't preach it if I couldn't prove it by the Bible. Everything in the Bible is right. Everything not in the Bible is not right. It's just that simple. I believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. That's just how I believe. And that's what has always motivated a true church, is they believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And they live by the Bible. So ask yourself the question, will my mansion be in New Jerusalem? Or will my mansion be somewhere in one of the nations of the kingdoms of the new heaven and the new earth? Where do you want your mansion to be? Would you like to be part of the bride of Jesus Christ? Would you like to be in the special company of the bride of Jesus Christ? Hudson Taylor. You remember that great missionary named Hudson Taylor? Oh, he was very plain. He was very wonderful. And he made the statement. He said, if you can't lose the reward of New Jerusalem, then what is there to lose? That's the highest honor. And he made it plain. He believed that New Jerusalem is reserved for the bride of Christ. And the bride of Christ is a company of sold out saints. These are the people who give up everything of the world. They love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. They love Christ. They love Christ, the Lord. They love His kingdom. They love His church. They love His Bible. And they are totally given to the things of this Holy Bible and this Holy Book. Oh, what a joy. What a blessedness. Now, I don't know whether you're excited about this as I am, but I'm excited, and I'm going to give you a booklet so that you can read this and document this. I want you to know without a doubt, if you want a mansion in the city of New Jerusalem, you're going to have to be a dedicated, sold-out servant. If you think pew warmers, truly born again, saved pew warmers who have no real burden to get out there and win the lost. They have no burden for the kingdom. They just kind of goof along in and out, up and down, lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. Friend, don't play that game and expect to have a mansion in the city of New Jerusalem. Don't be half-hearted and half-committed. You find you a church and you get in there and you become a faithful member of that church. You give it all you've got. When those doors are open, you be there. You live in this Bible. You make the altar a place of your longing and your yearning. You love the Scripture and live in this Holy Book and live by the great promises of this Bible and the great standards of this Bible. I promise you, if you earn the right, you will have a mansion in the city of New Jerusalem. If you don't earn the right, you will not have a mansion in the city of New Jerusalem. Now, I want you to argue with me about that. I want you to really get on my case. I mean, get right in the middle of this with me, and let's talk about it. And don't take my word. Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to the Bible. I don't want you to take nothing from me on the value of my word. I want you to take it on the value of His word. Is that fair enough? Listen, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men." Oh, I like that. "And the tabernacle of God is with men, and He shall dwell with them." God's going to move in with His bride, the bride of Christ. God's going to move in. He's going to move into this very new heaven and new earth, and He's going to dwell, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne saith, "Behold, I make all things new." Behold, I make all things new. The new heaven and the new earth is made new by Jesus Christ. It's totally redeemed. There's no inkling of the devil ever having been here. He is completely judged and out of focus. A new heaven, a new earth, where we will dwell in for eternity. I mean, and forever. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be His God, and He shall be my people. Now listen. "And He carried me away," listen now, "unto a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city of New Jerusalem, descending out of God from heaven, having the glory of God. And her voice was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal." Now, I can read on and show you the beauty of this city. We'll come back to that, and we'll look at some aspects of it, because it's great. Notice that God had to take John up into a high mountain so He could look up from that mountain upon this great city of New Jerusalem. 1,500 miles high and 1,500 miles square, 12 foundations, 12 levels. Every level is of a different precious stone. It's decorated, it's golden streets. I'm telling you, friend, you really ought to want to live in the city of New Jerusalem. Now, all the new heaven and all the new earth is going to be wonderful. All the new heaven and all the new earth is going to be full of nothing but godly people. Nothing but righteous people. There'll be nobody robbing you. You don't have to have keys for your door. The whole of the new heaven and the new earth is going to be grand, even beyond measure. But, you got to hear me. But there is this new Jerusalem at the center of it. It is the light of the whole universe, heaven and earth. It is the light of the whole new heaven and the new earth. And the throne of God will be in the middle of that city of New Jerusalem. The throne of God and Jesus Christ, the Lord, will be there, and the glories of heaven will be there, and a river will flow out that will flow to every corner of the earth. I mean, you're talking about something grand. You're talking about something so wonderful that Joe Chambers, your friend here, does not know all the words to use to describe it. But I want you to understand that only a wonderful select company called the Bride of Christ will actually have their mansion in the city of New Jerusalem. Now, let me take you, and we're going to open the lines here. I want you to call. You can call now, by the way, and I will stop and talk with you. 704-391-0588. Let me put that up for you just a moment. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Will you forgive me for talking to you without slipping over here to me? I'm sorry for that. Well, I do that sometimes, but here I am right here to bring you this wonderful program today. I want it to be a blessing. There's the numbers, 704-391-0588, and then 1-800-338-7884. And then, of course, you have my email, jrc@paulcreek.org. Forgive me for not switching over there immediately. It was my fault. It really was. I just had a difficulty at the beginning. Something didn't go right, and I kind of got a little frustrated. And that happens to me just like it happens to anybody else. But we're here now. Everything's fine, and we are bringing you this wonderful broadcast. Now, again, have you been listening? Are you going to have your mansion built in the city of New Jerusalem? Are you comfortable just to be in some part of the earth? There'll be nations all over God's new heaven and God's new earth. There'll be people living and dwelling and enjoying all the beauty of God's wonderful heavenly creation. It's going to be grand beyond measure. Beyond explanation. Wonderful. Outside of the realm of glory. It will be so grand. It will be so grand. But I want to live in the city of New Jerusalem. And I want you to live in the city of New Jerusalem. And so that's what I'm talking about today. I'm trying to show you. Now, let's go in our Bible to same chapter, chapter 21 of Revelation. And let's go to verse 23. Okay? You got your Bible? Get your Bible. Read it with me. Okay? And the city has no need of the sun, neither of the moon. Well, let's go back to verse 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of the earth. Now listen. The nations of the earth. The nations of them which are saved. Let me go back and read that right. And the nations of them which are saved. S-A-V-E-D. The nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. See, this city, New Jerusalem, shall be the light of the new heaven and the new earth, so that the nations of them who are saved shall live in the light of New Jerusalem. It will be a light that covers God's wonderful universe. God's new heaven and God's new earth. And it will be beautiful. And they shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth, the kings of all of these nations, these are saved people. These are godly people. These are wonderful people. And they live in these nations of the earth. And they will bring their glory into the city of New Jerusalem to honor it, so that the glory of the whole universe, heaven and earth, new heaven and new earth, will be the city of New Jerusalem. And the kings and all the people of the nations that are saved. That's what the Bible says. The nations of them which are saved shall bring their glory into it. shall bring their glory into it. See, this city is the center. This city is the heart of the new heaven and the new earth. And all the nations of the saved people will bring their glory into this city. Oh, it will be the center of everything. And the world will be lightened by the glory of God in Christ in this city. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. So the 12 gates, remember, there's 12 gates to this great city, and they shall not be shut by day or night, so the people of all of God's universe, new heaven and new earth, can come to visit the city of New Jerusalem. Just like now, we go to Jerusalem to visit. We love those beautiful walls of Jerusalem. We love to go and walk about that great city that we know is the center of all of God's great revelations. But this city, New Jerusalem, is going to be grander than anything human faces, human eyes have ever looked upon or ever witnessed. I mean, we're talking about something out of this world, my friend. We're talking about something so grand and so glorious that is absolutely overshadowing. It really is. It's overshadowing. And the nations of the earth will live in the light of it. Notice, nations of the earth, them that are saved, and it specifically says that, them that are saved shall live in the light of this city. Well, that's just how it's going to be, my friend. Now, you can either live in the city if you earn that reward, or you can live in the nations of the earth. All of that's going to be wonderful. I'm telling you, there's not going to be anything up there that's not wonderful. There's not going to be any cabins in the corner of Glory Land. I remember that old song they used to sing, Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. There won't be any cabins over there. Do you hear me? No. Everybody will have a mansion. But those who earn the highest reward, and that means they're part of the bride of Christ, they will live in New Jerusalem. You know, through the years, I've had people to really get angry with me over this one. This is one of the things that I guess I've had more people to get angry with me about. And I don't know whether they get angry with me. Get angry with the Bible. Don't get angry with the preacher. Don't get angry with the postman because you got a bad letter. Get angry with the person who wrote you the bad letter. Don't get angry with me because I bring you what God said. You get angry with God if you want to fuss with somebody. But I'm telling you, if you don't labor for Him and you don't give yourself up to Him and you don't get all this self out of your life and you don't get on fire for God, you don't get on fire for His kingdom, you don't give your whole person to obey Him and walk with Him and live for Him and do nothing but His will with your life, you're not going to live in New Jerusalem. That's where Juanita and I are going to live. I'm telling you, we have dedicated our whole life for nothing but the best that God has for us. We've never slacked. We've never backed up from the whole will of God. I'm 82, we'll be 82. Mother was 83 yesterday. If she'd have lived 53 more days, and we've given ourselves for the kingdom because we are dedicated to having the rewards of the Lord when we get over there. We just, you know, that's not what we're living for. We're living for Him. But the rewards just go with living for Him. You can't live for Him and not get His rewards. He's faithful in that. All right, let's open the lines. I know there's some of you that are disagreeing with me, and I love you. I don't mind you disagreeing. I understand. Most of you have never heard this kind of great truth. You've never heard someone read that text that says, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. That's the city of New Jerusalem. And the kings of the earth, the kings of the earth, do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day or by night, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into the city of New Jerusalem. It's going to be the heart of the future heaven, and new earth. And the great bride of Christ will literally live in the city. I can believe, I can understand that if you will so obey God and earn the reward of bradship, and you're part of the bride of Christ, that you will welcome family members and loved ones and people from the nations of the earth who knew you, whom you knew, and you'll welcome them to come to the city of New Jerusalem and visit with you. And you'll take them into your great mansion, and they'll be able to stay with you for hours or days, or maybe weeks, and you'll take them around the city to see the beauty of it. You'll take them before the throne of God to see the Heavenly Father in the grandeur of His very person. I mean, you're talking about something out of this world. Heaven is going to be a place. It's going to be a place just like the earth is a place. You're not going to be disembodied spirits going around without any feelings or emotions. People will know you even as they know you now. You will be known even, you will know even as you are known, according to 1 Corinthians 13. I mean, it's just going to be grand. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. I mean, it's going to be the grandest moment of your life when suddenly you enter into all the promises of heaven. If you've been faithful to Christ and you've honored Him by showing your glory to Him and by witnessing of Him and by being unashamed to be called a servant of Jesus Christ, then He's going to introduce you to the Father. And for the first time, you're going to see the Father. Oh, what we've got waiting for us is out of this world. What we got waiting for us is out of this world. Do you understand that? It's glorious. It's wonderful. It's out of, I mean, I do not know how to describe the grandeur of this great place. I'm trying. I'm telling you it's wonderful. Now, what is your question? What is your question about New Jerusalem? What do you need to do? How do you need to change your life so that you can know that you will get the reward of living in the city of New Jerusalem? What do you do? What do you change? How are you living your Christian life? Are you just a Sunday morning Christian who goes one time a week and you're so busy the rest of the week you have really no time for living out the Christian life 7 days a week? Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. He said, except you deny yourself and take up your cross and follow him, you cannot be his disciple. Are you listening to me? All right, I'm ready. I'm ready for your calls. I'm going to go to I'm going to go look at my emails. Sometimes I may get and I've not got many lately. If you want to send me an email, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. I'll see if there are any. I don't see any so far, but I'm waiting on you. If you want to send me an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I will be delighted to get an email from you. No, none I see as of yet. Okay, don't mind that. Now listen to me. I'm telling you, you can have a mansion in the city of New Jerusalem. And let me tell you what I believe. Listen to me carefully. When you commit yourself in a lifelong covenant with Jesus Christ alone, and you give up all claims to yourself, you give up all claims to your will, you give up all claims to the things that you hold fancy and the things that you hold so special, and they take away your time from the Lord, they take away your devotion from the Lord. But when you give them up and you make a lifelong covenant to follow no one but Jesus Christ, I believe right then he commissions his angels to create and build for you a mansion in New Jerusalem. I believe that with all my heart. I believe I have a mansion right now in New Jerusalem. I gave myself to him many, many years ago. There is no backing up. There's no turning around. There's no compromise. The Bible is infallible. The Christian life is infallible. The things of the Bible are infallible. I've got to live by the Bible and by the Bible alone. So I believe I already have a mansion in the city of New Jerusalem. I can tell you, there have been some of the greatest people. People like Hudson Taylor, that great missionary to China. And there have been multitudes of those kind of devoted people. And every one of them died with a mansion already prepared for them in the city of New Jerusalem. As far as I know, they've not received that mansion yet. They're still awaiting the resurrection. They are alive in heaven. They are at peace. They are having a wonderful time as they wait there for the fulfillment of prophetic future. There's nothing slack about their joys. There's nothing little about what they are enjoying right now. But in the future, they'll get that mansion in the city of New Jerusalem. That city is coming down from God out of heaven. It will be situated over the earth, probably over earthly Jerusalem. And the earth will be lightened by its glory, and the world will live in the splendor of that city. All right, do you have a question? Is there something you're thinking? Brother Chambers, you got me really shook up. Maybe I've got you even a little bit angry. I've had people leave the church because I preached this. I didn't know they were going to leave when I preached it. I just preached the whole Bible. You know, the Bible tells me to preach the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The Bible tells me I can't leave out any part and not declare it and proclaim it. And I do that normally and naturally. It's just what I'm committed to. When I get calls, I've talked to 3 different doctors this week that love what I preach. I've talked to people in California that love this old-fashioned message. I'm nobody. I didn't get this because I'm some kind of smart person. No, I just believe the Bible. I just love the whole Bible. I just love the whole truth of the Bible. And I want to live in that whole truth. And I want you to live in that whole truth. Now, I really want to stop here and kind of slow up. And I want to talk to everybody listening to me by Facebook, by internet, or by radio. I want to talk to you. I want you to listen to me. The preaching of the Bible has been so minimized today. There's so little old-fashioned gospel preaching. There's so few preachers that would stay in the book of Revelation and study it until they feel capable of preaching those grand revelations of this great book called the Book of Revelation. They just don't have time. They don't take time. Most preachers do not spend even as much as an hour a week on their faces praying. You cannot have the great revelations of this Bible if you don't spend a lot of time on your knees. I'm telling you, you got to get yourself before God. You got to understand that you're not some smart dude that can understand all of God's revelation. I don't care how many universities you've been to, how many seminaries you've studied under. The Word of God is understood by divine revelation. It's God who teaches you this Bible. It's the Holy Spirit who makes the Word of God real to you. And I want you to get in that. And I want it to become your life. And I want you to love it. I want you to enjoy it. And I want it to get a hold of you. And I want you to become a sold out Christian. I am after reaching men and women who listen to me to become sold out Christians. That's really what my goal is. My goal is to get you to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Him. My goal is to get you to quit loving this world and anything about it. Quit running after its pleasures. Quit running after its wealth. Quit running after the things that the world offers you. And start chasing after the path of Christ and of God. And get yourself ready for eternity. What is this life? Let's say you live 90. I'm at 82. We'll be 82 January the 19th. So maybe I'll make 90 if Jesus tarries. I don't know. I'm not sure I want to be real honest with you. But if I do, what is 90 years compared to 10 million times 10 million times 10 million more? What's 90 years compared to eternity? What's 90 years compared to eternity? How do you grasp that distinction? I don't know how to grasp it. I'm just not going to play with it. I'm going to enjoy my eternity with God. Can't hardly wait. I'm telling you, I can hardly wait. You on the air? May I help you, please?
Brother Chambers, this is Jimmy Priest from Lumberton.
Hey, brother.
I'm enjoying your program. When you mentioned that song about Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land.
Yeah.
I used to sing that a lot when I was younger, and someone told me there'd be no cabin in glory. And when I got saved, I started singing, I got a mansion over the hilltop.
Now that is beautiful. You're used to saying, Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. And when you got saved, you changed and started singing just over the hill. What's the name of that second song? I forgot it.
I got a message.
Yes.
To Hilltop.
You know, I love that old song. I really do. Maybe I'll get my minister music to sing that tomorrow, because that's a beautiful song. Lord, build me a Lord, I got a mansion just over the hilltop. I preached a revival in a place. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Lukama. Do you know a place named Lukama? Where is Lukama? I preached a revival there when I was first started preaching, my first year. And there was a lady that sung that song every night. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. And it upset me so bad, I could not believe that preacher wouldn't tell her, don't sing that song no more. You know, it just has no place in God's church.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go to heaven?
I tell you one thing, when I get over in heaven, there'll be no more disappointment, no sorrow, no dying. All will be joy.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, brother, for calling. I love you. I wish everybody out there could get this message. Now, do you understand that everybody won't be living in the city of New Jerusalem?
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Did you understand what I was saying about that? I want to make sure you understand that.
Sure.
I want you to have a reward that earns for you a mansion in the city of New Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
That's what you're hungry for.
That's right.
All right. Been a joy to talk with you, and God bless you, my dear friend. Now, call us quickly. I want to hear from every one of you out there that are listening. I got 27 minutes, and I don't want to waste a bit. I want to talk about heaven. I want to talk about New Jerusalem. I want to talk about a mansion. I want to talk about what Jesus said in St. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. I'm telling you that all of heaven, all of the new heaven and the new earth will be a place of many multitudes of mansions. It will be a place beautiful beyond measure. It will be a garden of Eden from north to south and from east to west. It will be a grand place. And so nothing short about anything that anybody is going to receive as their reward or as their grace for going to heaven. It's going to be a wonderful place. But I want everybody listening to me, if you want to have a mansion in New Jerusalem, give yourself utterly to him. Well, I should say, give yourself utterly to him because you love him. I don't serve him just to get a mansion in New Jerusalem. I don't serve him just to have a beautiful place there. No, I serve him because I love him. When you really fall in love with the Lord, I mean, when you fall head over heels in love with the Lord, nothing else really matters to your life. You'd rather serve him than anything in the world. That's how we ought to live this life. I'm telling you, that's how we ought to live this life. Just serving him with everything we are, and nothing else really matters. Now, I'm waiting on you. What is your question? What is your question? Do you not understand this nations of the new heaven and the new earth that John the Revelator talks about? Do you not understand that he says very plainly that the saved of the earth will walk in the glory of the city, but plainly will not live in the city, but bring their glory and honor into it as they come to visit the center of the new heaven and the new earth? It really is a grand truth when you begin to dig into the Bible. And the revelations of the Bible are outstanding. They're overwhelming. They'll change your life. Let me read to you while you're calling. Now, you grab your phone, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. And he showed me a pure river of water, as clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the streets of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The healing of the nations. See, the nations there again. Not just one city called New Jerusalem, but nations. I mean, a new heaven and a new earth. Many, many nations, multitudes of people, everybody living in beautiful mansions. Everywhere was a Garden of Eden. Everywhere was a Garden of Eden, but the city of New Jerusalem was the center of all of that. The center of all of that. And the gates of the city of New Jerusalem never closed, so that people from the universe of God's new heaven and new earth can come and visit and see the city and go and stand before the throne of God and see the Heavenly Father himself, probably even talk to him, probably even talk to Jesus. Probably talk to all the angels, Michael and Gabriel, and all the great seraphims and cherubims. It's going to be a heavenly place. There'll be music going on all the time. Great choirs singing. Great orchestras playing music. David on his harp. And many beautiful things will be occurring. And I don't know why everybody in the world doesn't want to get ready to go to heaven. I don't understand that. I don't understand why anybody wants to be a sinner, living for the devil and for the world, knowing that eternity is right in front of you, right in front of you. Oh, sinner, get yourself right with God today. Don't wait another hour. Don't wait another hour. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, James. Good morning.
All right. Good morning, sir.
Yes, James. I'd like to ask you about these nations.
Okay, please.
Now, these nations, are these going to be the people that got judged at the judgment between the sheep and the goats?
These are going to be the people. Notice now, let me read it to you. And the nations of them which are saved. That means they've been washed in the blood. They've been redeemed by the grace of Jesus Christ. The nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of the city, of the earth. In the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory into it. So here is the city of New Jerusalem in the heart of this huge universe of the new heaven and the new earth. It is huge beyond anything we can comprehend in today's understanding of the size of our world. It will be heaven and earth blended together and becoming as one. All of God's heaven and God's earth will come together as a new heaven and a new earth. And at the heart of it will be New Jerusalem. That's where God's throne will be. That's where Christ will be. That's where the bride of Christ will live. And the rest of the earth of saved people. Now everybody's got to be saved. Nobody will be in this new heaven and new earth but those washed in the blood of Jesus. You can't get there by good works. You can't get there by being a good person. You can't get there by being rich and having a lot of wealth or having a lot of property. You get there because you're washed in the blood. But once you're washed in the blood, you get to live in New Jerusalem because you sell out. You give your all to Christ. You have no interest for anything but his kingdom and his honor and his glory. And you serve him like the greats of the past. Hudson Taylor, I named him a while ago, who went to China and gave his life for those Chinese people to win them to Christ. Where are the dedicated Christians? Our churches are full of pew warmers. Our churches are full of people who come and go. Our back doors in most churches is as wide as the front door. People aren't committed today. They live for themselves. Most people won't even go to church on Sunday night and Wednesday night. You can barely get them on Sunday morning. Do you understand?
Yes, Brother James.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
These people, the nation, these people, they're saved, but they're not resurrected, right?
Oh, yes. Everybody here has been resurrected. There's nobody here but resurrected saints. All of this takes place after the white throne judgment. The wicked will be judged. After the great resurrection and all the great events of Revelation. All of this is people who are in a new heaven. Notice a new heaven and a new earth. Now, not new in that the old doesn't exist, but that the old has been redeemed and made new. The earth will be totally redeemed. Nothing of the flesh and the world will be left. Heaven will be a new heaven. Why he makes heaven new, he'll have to tell you that then. But new heaven and new earth, and everybody there will be resurrected saints of God who have mansions and live in glory. But only those who earn the reward, the ultimate reward, will be bride of Christ and live in the city of New Jerusalem.
I understand.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Now, why don't people preach that?
That's a good question, Brother Chambers.
They preach a light gospel. Most people think if you're saved and you're just barely saved, that you're going to get everything heaven's got. My Bible talks about rewards. Let me read you something. Everybody out there, now get your phone and grab a line and get ready here. Don't want to miss any bit of my time helping you. Listen to this. He says, if any man's works abide, he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's works abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned up, he shall be saved. He shall suffer loss, but he shall be saved, yet so as by fire. There are multitudes of Christians who never go beyond just getting saved and living a good church life. They never go beyond really getting on fire for God and becoming a soul winner. And, you know, the church used to have lots of people that would work their fingers to the bones for the kingdom. They'd get out, knock on the doors around them. Nobody was left untouched. Where they worked, they were witnessing and talking about Jesus all the time. Where they lived in their communities, they were going among the neighbors. If somebody was sick or somebody had a death or somebody had an accident, they would be there bringing them food and waiting on them and taking care. Christians used to live like Christians, but you don't find many of them now. And so they're not going to be in the city of New Jerusalem. Do you get that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think you've heard me. I've tried to say it plain and straight, and I really am anxious to teach this. I have an incredible burden to show people to quit messing around with their Christian walk. Except you take up your cross and follow me daily, he said. You cannot be my disciple. So I want you to be one of those old-fashioned Christians, sir. Get in the church altar and get yourself on fire for God. Become a great elder in your church. Become a great blessing to the pastor. Help him carry his burden. Give all you've got for the kingdom and for the work of God. You'll be glad you did when that day comes.
Thank you, Brother Chambers.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. God bless you. You know, I enjoy a question like that. This man is honest. This man is sincere. He wants to know what it really means that the nations of the earth will live in the light of it, but will not live in the city. That's what he says. They'll live in the light of the city, but they'll not live in the city. It's just simply showing you that every person out there, when you get saved, when you give your heart to Christ, you're saved. You're saved. You've been delivered from hell fire. You will not go to hell if you live the saved life. You will go to heaven. But your reward will depend on your surrender and your labor and your devotion and you taking of all your time and of all you are and giving it to God. I mean, become His utterly. I remember how pastors used to be when I first got saved. I mean, they would give themselves to their congregation with everything they had. They were pastors. Today, most pastors will say to you, well, I don't visit now. I don't knock on doors. I let my elders go to the hospital. I just spend my time, you know, I don't know what they do, playing golf. Many preachers now are big golfers, all golf fans. I remember when the denomination I was part of, we used to have these great ministers' retreats. We'd come together and get in the Bible. We'd have teaching and preaching all day. We'd just have a shout. I mean, we'd have a grand experience. We just had one like this in Gatlinburg week before last. We didn't spend our time out there playing golf. I mean, we were relaxed in the afternoon and we could be together a little bit and kind of relax. But there was none of this worldly stuff. We're just out to serve Christ. And we would have an outpouring of the Holy Spirit at our services. I mean, it was joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's the only way to describe it. Well, that's what we need. That's what we got to have. Pour yourself out to God. Die daily. That's what Paul said. I die daily. Now, the lines are open. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Are you calling? I want to hear you. Do you disagree? Will you say it to me? Don't be bashful. Please don't be bashful. If you disagree with something I'm saying, let me hear you say it, okay? I'm looking again on my internet here. I mean, my Facebook. No. My email. Woo! I can't say what I want to say sometime. Looking here to see if there's anybody else sent me a question. I love to answer questions wherever I get them. I really do. Here's one. Let me see what this is. All right. If there are problems with how the message is displayed, click here. Oh, that's something else. I'm not reviewing his question. I don't know what it is. I'm sorry for that. That's my problem. I've got a new email, and I can't get it to come up right. For some crazy reason, it's all messed up, and I'm sorry for that. I'm trying to hear what this dear man in our church asked me, but I don't know how to get it. Looks like the information, I don't know. It's not coming through. I'm sorry. Call me if you would, my friend. If you'll call me, then I'll be right there to answer. Because I really do want to answer your question. This is so important. This is imperative. This is imperative. Has your mansion in New Jerusalem been built when you make an everlasting covenant with Jesus Christ to be total? I mean, pour it out pour it out for His glory. Serving Him 7 days a week. Serving Him with all your heart. Plenty of time to get in prayer. When you get off of work or when you get through with your duties of a day, you don't want to go somewhere and goof off. You want to get somewhere on your face and spend time with God and really get in this Bible and get on fire, full of the Holy Spirit, full of power, seeing the lost saved and the sick healed and the lame walk and the demon possessed delivered. Do you want to see that? Where is that kind of Holy Ghost revival? Waiting for the people who are living for the ultimate purpose of the Lord and His kingdom. Do you want to be one of them? Are you ready? Are you ready? Now I'm just coming to you today with some plain old truth. That's all I'm doing. I hope I haven't made anybody angry. Had a little mistake at the beginning, but I presume that all worked out. We're just here for the purpose of the kingdom, to be a blessing to you, to help you grow and go forward in the Lord and get sweeter and closer to Him and to be on fire for Him. That's all I want for anybody out there. Now grab your phone. 10 minutes. I want to answer your question. While you're calling, I'm going to read about this new city. I can't wait. I cannot wait. He showed me a pure river of water. I read that while ago. There shall be no more curse. No more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And His servants shall serve Him. And His servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face. Now notice that. And they shall see His face. That's the face of God. Are you excited about the day coming when you will see the face of God? The face of God. You will see Him face to face. And Jesus, the Bible says, and Jesus says this, that if you will honor Him and you will be careful to stand for Him and you will be careful to witness of Him, that he will then introduce you to the Father. Isn't that beautiful? You be faithful to tell the world about Him. He'll be faithful to tell the Father about you. And you'll hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And His servants shall see Him." I read that a while ago. "And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, nor of the, shall give them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. And He saith unto me, these things or these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto you, unto us, his servants, these things which must shortly come to pass. God sent his prophets to show you these things that must shortly come to pass. Hallelujah. Where are you going to be when the glory of the Lord is being manifest in this earth? Where are you going to be when his revival begins? In the middle of it, or somewhere playing games and enjoying the pleasures of sin and the pleasures of the world, and so caught up in things that mean nothing? They'll be gone shortly. All of your possessions will soon be over. Have you ever seen a hearse with a U-Haul hooked behind it? No. You don't take nothing with you when you go to that grave but what you sent over there. Everything you sent over there will be yours to enjoy for eternity and for eternity and for eternity. Listen, and behold, I come quickly. Now hear this. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his works shall be. I wish you'd go read that. I mean, that is so beautiful. That's Revelation chapter 22 and verse 12. And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his works, W-O-R-K, his works shall be. Your works is your reward. If there are no works, there are no rewards. You'll be saved so as by fire if you're saved. If you live a saved life, if you live a life away and above sin and you live for Christ, but you don't ever go to work for him, you don't ever put yourself in the labor of the kingdom, you don't care about the church. You don't care about the lost. You don't care about those in prison. The Bible says pure religion is to visit the fatherless and the widows and to keep himself unspotted from the world. That's what the Bible says. Pure religion is to visit the fatherless and the widows and to keep himself unspotted from the world. How much time do you get out there and spend really working for Christ? Will you join the visitation? I was there on Tuesday night. But we can only get, you know, five or six of us. The rest of our church doesn't come. They're too busy. What are they doing? Well, I don't know. Maybe some work second shift. But no, I don't know anybody works second shift. So that can't be an excuse. It's just that people aren't involved. When the church does something special, a handful will do it. When there's a building program, a handful will do it. When there's someone to clean the sanctuary, there's a few that will do it. When there's someone having an effort to help somebody who's sick or somebody who's died or there's some special need, there's a handful that does it. Is that not the way most churches are? I'm afraid it is. But listen, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Your reward in heaven will be nothing but what you earn. You'll be saved so as by fire. You'll have a heavenly resident, a heavenly place to live by the very promise of the grace of God. You will spend eternity in the presence of the angels and the presence of the holy world. But there will be no reward if you have not earned a reward. And I'm trying to get this to you today. I'm doing my level best to make sure nobody leaves and passes by this program today and doesn't understand you're not going to have a mansion in New Jerusalem if you don't earn it. You're not going to have a mansion in New Jerusalem if you don't earn it. And your mansion, wherever it's set in the world, will reflect your reward. Will reflect what you've done and what you've not done. It will reflect what you have earned by labor and what you've not earned. I believe that. I don't think there'll be any cabins. It'll all be heavenly mansions. But the size and the quality and the beauty and the garden around it and all that goes with it will be according to your labor. You will be rewarded as your works have been. Does anybody disagree with that? Call me and tell me if you disagree. If I'm crazy, call me and tell me. Don't let me just go on in my craziness. You call and tell me. I know I'm not, though. And you know I'm not. You know I'm reading you what's in the Bible over and over. Go to your Bible and look up the word rewards. And read every scripture in your Bible about rewards. Read the things that God's people will earn if they're faithful to Him, if they're part of His bride. Let me take you, John 3 in 29. I love to read these scriptures that speak these great truths to you, because I don't want you to take my word. I really don't. I don't want you to take my word. John 3 and 29. Let's see what it says. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. Listen to that. And the friends of the bridegroom. See, there's friends of the bridegroom. Did you know that? Friends of the bridegroom. Which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bride. Of the bridegroom, of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. That was John the Baptist talking. And he was talking about the bridegroom. And the bride, the church belonging to Christ, and how he was rejoicing just to hear the voice of the bridegroom. He's a friend of the bridegroom, he said. Being a Jewish man, he was a friend of the bridegroom. Rather than being part of the bride, he was part of the bridegroom. And he was a friend of the bridegroom. And he was rejoicing over being a friend and hearing the voice of the bridegroom. Then I'm trying to think of other scriptures here. I want to make sure. Let's go to Revelation 3. And 11. Revelation 3 and 11. Wonderful truth. I mean, the Bible is so full of it that I long to bring you more and more of those wonderful things and what God promises to you. They can be yours if you will pay the price. They can be yours if you will pay the price. It's up to you. Nobody can do it for you. You've got to dedicate yourself. You've got to put your all on the altar. You've got to make your utter commitment to Him. But if you do, I'm telling you, you're going to be glad at the end of the journey. You're going to rejoice greatly over what you find that God has provided for you. Let's read Revelation 3 and 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Now, I want to end with this. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. I really do like that. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. My dear friend, it's going to be wonderful when we stand before Him and we hear Him say, well done. We're going to be so glad we've been faithful. We'll be so glad we've lived for Him and stood for Him and worked for Him and labored for Him. And I want you to be a laborer for the Lord. I want you to get yourself ready to walk with Him, to serve Him with all your heart. I want you to be totally His, lock, stock, and barrel, as the old saying goes. And you'll be proud on that blessed day. It will be glorious beyond measure. I promise you it will. And I don't want you to fail to see it. I don't want you to fail to get it. I love you. I care about you. Now call us, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. They'd love to have you in church tomorrow. I'm looking forward to preaching.
I don't want to get adjusted to this world. No, I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. I've got a home that's so much better. I'm gonna go there sooner or later. But I don't want to get adjusted to this world. Lord, I'm growing worn and weary. There's no place that seems like home. Jesus, come my soul to ferry, where I never more shall roam. And I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. I've got a home that's so much better. I'm gonna go there sooner or later. I don't want to get adjusted to this world. I am longing for the coming of my Savior, Lord and King. And seems I hear my loved ones singing a new song I'd like to sing. And I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world.
got a home that's so much better. I'm gonna go there sooner or later. I don't want to get adjusted on that last verse. And I am longing for the coming of my Savior, Lord and King. And seems I hear my loved ones singing a new song I'd like to sing. And I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. I've got a home that's so much better. I'm gonna go there sooner or later. I don't want to get adjusted to this world.